I didn't hear any, so a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are further interested in the Amron emergency protocol, please visit Amron.com. This is week 247 on the Amron Net. Amron stands for American Readout Radio Operators Network, and it is a nationwide preparedness network made for radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. I spell Amron, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during disaster or extended power communications outage. To further that goal, it's important that you are able to get and simulate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communications you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Amron Channel 3 project off the repeater. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of the net. That's the Channel 3 project. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Amron, visit the Amron.com. Also, be sure that our local Amron webpage, also you can visit our local Amron webpage at www.soamron.com for local information, as well as early check-ins check-in form located on the main page. It is working correctly now. Thanks, Ron. For any Amron or any radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the websites, and to sign in for Amron Intelligence Report via email, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Again, we are family friendly and want anyone with the GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectations is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, the Amron Net word of the week is to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is important for all radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. This word is a Bible verse, and you do not have to repeat it at the check-in if you choose not to. To save time, this is not open for discussion. Thank you. Write this down. The word of the week is Psalms 28:7. Now, I say it again. Network NWOTW is Psalm 28:7. I spell it PSALM and figures 28:7. Okay, we got a dad joke. What vegetable is cool, but not that cool? It's a radish. What do you call a beehive without an exit? It's unbelievable. And this is a mom joke. I guess it's got to be equal here. The quickest way for a parent to get a child's attention is to sit down and look comfortable.